new name next to it for
Kirkpatrick.
Kirkpatrick.
Oh, do we have anything?
No.
Okay. We have been holding a protocol for Dr. Kirkpatrick. I don't know if you all remember. This is the one where he wanted to induce coma for 5 days. And we sent him 24 things that he needed to address. It has now been a year and 4 months, I believe. But he has been in negotiation, let's say, with FDA, although I'm not sure how to explain that and don't even think you need to know. We gave him a deadline of March 26th to respond so that, of March 20th so that we could present his response to the board today, but he requested an extension. I would like to recommend that you all accept that request and send him a message that if all 24 items are not addressed by the time that the next agenda runs, the study will be closed and any consideration of that study will require a new submission.
Okay, so we're going to email or...
I'm going to put it in a formal letter if that's what the board agrees to.
Okay, in order for that to happen, we need the board to make, a member of the board make a motion. Is there anybody else?
Can we make a motion and then have to...
Yeah.
Okay, my motion is that we tell them he's got to resubmit right now.
Well, that's what we would
not approve the extension.
Oh, no, but it's an easy.
Can we discuss it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a year and a half. I mean, generally, isn't it 90 days?
Okay.
Yeah, it was deferred twice. And the last time that it was reviewed was April of last year. And at that time, they still needed to submit for an IND and a host of other items that still needed to be responded to. So, since then, we haven't gotten any more.
Okay, so that's your motion. Is there a second? Different from the recommendation. Is there a second to that?
To the motion?
Hmm?
Yes, to the motion as it was before.
The motion that he proposed.
Okay.
Okay.
Get prepared for this. What the IRB is requesting that at this point he resubmit a new application with all of the previously requested changes incorporated into that application.
Yeah.
There were 24 items total.
Now, I guess the question is, what is the likelihood that if whatever he is working on is going to stop before coming in the next 30 days? If not, then I think we should go his way.
Well, you can't. The board can choose to go that route. I think that the path of least resistance here, although we may end up ending up in the same place, is to vote this one down and do Norma's recommendation, because then it'll show that he has no reason to ask us for anything else. He could tell anybody in the world that we were bad and we were nasty. Here he's seemingly asking what seems reasonable, although the board may not view it as reasonable.
But he's responding, requesting an extension to a deadline that we already gave him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was told that it had to be ready for this one. And he called back and said he needed another extension. I mean, almost a year.
Well, he's a claim, and I have no way, and this is my fault, I have no way of verifying or refuting when he actually received our correspondence. And his claim is that he didn't receive it until 1 week before it was due here.
That's his claim.
I have to tell you, he has filed a formal complaint and he says the IRB, but in truth it's against Dr. Burkew and I, if you want to know the truth about it. And we have spent hours with this man. So, I don't want to tell you to tiptoe around this. I want you to do what you think is best. to go back to TGH and see if they're still agreeing to not charge over the $70,000 that they first agreed to. We're going to have to make sure that they are the beds still available that he needed. I mean,
well, he's going to have to do that.
He's going to, yeah, but we're going to have those assurances. So I'm not opposed to your motion, quite frankly. I know Dr. Bertheau wants to.
I don't want to give another excuse.
Well, quite frankly, I don't care.
All right. Dr. Kumar, your side.
I concur with Dr. Lash, and that this protocol should be killed, and if he's going to submit a new protocol, it should be new, especially with 28 or so amendments that he had to make. That's a new protocol altogether.
Well, it depends.
And it also should be equitable. I mean, if I am over by 90 days, I'm sorry. I need to make the call.
But we do make exceptions. There's a difference between 90 days
and
a year, but if you were to ask us for an extension,
yeah,
90, we would grant you.
And then justify it a little, because maybe my final report is not ready, or
right,
it hasn't been accepted, or it hasn't been analyzed, or something like that. But this is harm to patients, harm to subjects, other consequences involved, and definitely
his point is that the IRB doesn't have the authority to make him go to FDA and obtain an IND. He has focused 1 year's attention on that one issue.
Okay. Yeah. He's been in a dialogue somewhere about that, he's gotten other people involved. It may end up being a complete confrontation anyway, but my bias would be to give him another month, as unfair as it may seem. The board will have to decide.
What about if we give him one month in which to submit a revised, because you're right, 24 items is a revised protocol.
But we do have other people have 24 that are not.
Right, but they come back with a very detailed.
They respond.
Right.
He's been trying to get, hold on, he's trying to get a round.
He thinks we're abrogating our responsibility when we ask the FDA to have, like we ask everybody else in this kind of situation where we say, just ask the FDA.
He disagrees that an IND is needed.
Well,
and all you have to do is call FDA and make that determination.
Well, could we do this then? Could we give him that month and say, this is final? I mean, this is how it has to be done.
Mm-hmm. a lot of time and actually a whole crew spent a lot of time.
I think the members who are here for this discussion should vote this up or down. And if it's voted, that's the way it goes. If it's voted a yes vote, if not, then we have another. Okay, so all in favor of
the what you said would it make? If you give him 30 days, he doesn't follow through. He's still going to go into the same, I'm assuming, he's still going to issue the same complaint that he will when we close it.
Well, we don't, he has no right to stand on.
See, because the exchange and will buy good faith from the IRB point of view.
Yes, that's
I guess what a 30 days
no,
buy.
But I feel that 30 days will give him more time to argue.
But that, yeah. There's no argument.
Yeah.
There's no argument.
It gives him
a little more potency in his complaint against the IRB, and by giving him this opportunity and he fails, how are they possibly, he can now say, you didn't give me a chance, as idiotic as that may seem. So, Dr. Munster wasn't here, so I think we should vote it up or down, and then we'll have another motion. So, all in favor? Three.
Are we voting on Dr. Munster?
Yeah, Dr. Munster is in
your vote.
No, we are voting on Dr. Munster.
So, all in favor of my motion, and that's
the closest thing?
Yeah. Two. Okay, all opposed. Okay, so it goes down. But I do appreciate it. What you said. No, I'm not. Okay. Well, the seconder took a different position in terms of the fine. Now, what's the motion you want? What's that? Well, yeah. Okay, somebody else want to make a motion?
Motion to approve the extension is requested and is represented by Noma.
You want to add, was it your suggestion that it would be, we must respond to all 24 or it's not coming to be considered dead on arrival?
Right.
Or dead prior to arrival?
Did you make two motions before that?
No.
The first one's gone down.
The first one's gone down.
My recommendation for a new motion is that we extend him that courtesy with the understanding that we will receive a revised application or consent with all of the 24 items addressed. If they are not addressed, it will not be forwarded to the IRB for review.
Okay, can I have a second?
The study will be closed.
Can I have a second to that motion?
That's
what I wanted to add to that. Is what is the date he has to get it back to the board? It's not a month from today.
No, he submits it in 30 days and it doesn't go.
No, it'll have to be handy or next.
You tell us what that date is and we'll put it in the motion.
It will go out
on April
20th.
And that's when he has
approved.
So it's going to be before that, so that it's hard to review it, make sure you have everything there.
Well, that won't give him his 30 days from the 20th.
So let's make it 30 days from the 20th.
Okay.
That's what he gets. How's that sound? What is that date? Somebody want to, because we're going to give a specific date.
What? 30 days from the 20th of March,
yes. Yes.
April 20th or April 19th, one of the two.
Because you only have 28 days. So. No, March has 31 days.
31 days.
We're talking about March. So.
Right.
So what is the date? 19th? Yes, 31 days.
All right, April the 19th.
It must be in your hands. What day of the week is that?
Thursday.
Okay.
And should we get it, we can then send it out to you electronically. Because the agenda will have already
been Thursday the 19th.
Do we want to make it clear that that he's been given that full amount, which is a few days after the date we expect everything. Okay, we'll leave it at that. 19th, it must be in. Now, is it 5 p.m.?
Yep.
Is it 11 p.m.?
5 p.m.
I know what college professors say, 5 p.m.
One more.
Oh, Dr. Kumar, yeah. Yeah, you have...